Every day you've been given, you've got 1,440 minutes. Will you invest just 1% of that day in reading the Bible and in prayer? So 14 minutes. Will you give 14 minutes to reading the Bible and being in prayer? And when people do this, when I've challenged people to do it, set a timer for 14 minutes. Time yourself sometime. And again, discipline. Boy, if you're busy, you're at a really busy juncture of your life. You got kids at home, or maybe you have an aging parent you have to care for, or just work is crazy or whatever. It's hard to get alone for 10 minutes. As Jesus says, go into your closet and close the door, right? The good King James translation from Matthew 6. Jesus advocates and demonstrates being alone for prayer. Jesus went off by himself to the mountain to pray. Disciples came and found him later. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to Gethsemane. You guys stay here. I'm going to go over here and pray. Our Lord shows us, and then we see the disciples do this. Peter in Acts chapter 10, right, goes up on the roof of Cornelius' house so he can have some privacy, and they spend time in prayer. I'm saying start with 1% of your day, just 1%, 14 minutes, and see what that time does for you in reading the Bible and being in prayer.